He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. Well, maybe we're going to finally get a little bit of a breather here today in the market. It's been something. It has really been something, especially when you consider that the market is up 2,500 points since those fiscal cliff concerns back towards the middle of December. Today we're down 3 points right now, 8 points actually on the Dow. We're at 15,096. We're still above that 15,000 level. The S&P is pulling back 3 points this morning. The S&P is at 1,629. We've got the NASDAQ down 3 points, 3.5 points right now to 34.10. We've got the euro at 131, where it's been parked for a few weeks here. We've got the 10-year yield continuing to rise. Look at this. We've got the 10-year clear up to 1.80. We've got gold down $9.40. Gold is at $1,464 per ounce. We've got oil down 71 cents this morning to $95.91. Jobless claims fall to the lowest level in almost 5.5 years. Jobless claims came in at 323K. But on the other hand, we're really not creating jobs here in America, as the job production, job growth has been fairly anemic for several years now. So we've got a little bit of a pullback here going on in the market today, but nothing to sweat. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, some people are saying that maybe the government should put a warning on treasuries. Warning. Great risk. Great interest rate risk exists in buying bonds today. Because down the road, chances are that interest rates could go higher. You know, that's actually a good point. When they package products over at the the big wirehouse firms, it's kind of like they're making sausage. They take all this junk, they grind it up, and they package it in a product, and they call it something, and then they sell it to their retail customers. But the legal language on there is usually about 27 pages thick that nobody's ever going to read, full of warnings and all the things that can go wrong. Or when they announce a new drug on TV and have a commercial for it, you'd never ever want to take the drug. I mean, when you look, when they rattle off all the side effects, the heart attack, miscarriage, just on and on and on and on and on and on. Stop, you may stop breathing after taking this drug. You know, they've got a warrant on all that stuff. What about U.S. Treasuries? Why are they exempt from warning? Just because they're the government? What is the risk of buying bonds today? The risk is rising interest rates. And I've written many articles recently to this effect. I wrote an article earlier this week. I titled it, Sell Bonds. And then I gave an example of a bond alternative, an equity that pays a dividend and has the chance of going up in value and giving investors a little bit of capital appreciation over the years. If you look at my income portfolio in my newsletter, you won't find any corporate bonds. You won't find any preferred stocks. You won't find any domestic treasuries. You will find a little bit of the sovereign debt ETFs. Man, those things are soaring right now. Have you looked at PKO recently? That's one that I own in my income model portfolio and in the income accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. That thing is soaring. But when I have exposure to the bond market right now, No, because I think interest rates eventually are headed higher. What happens when the Fed's $85 billion bond purchase program comes to an end? Then who's going to buy the bonds? I just think that we're looking at higher interest rates down the road. I don't think that the 15-year bull market in bonds is going to continue. This is a market that continues to favor equities, ownership in a company. You see, when you buy a stock, you buy ownership. You're a part owner of the company and you participate in the growth of the company. When you buy a bond, you're a lender. You're lending the company money so that they can take your money, turn around, invest that money, and make a better return on the money that they borrowed than what they're paying the interest rate to you for. So you don't participate in the growth of the company. In fact, if anything, as the company grows and the economy grows, you suffer for loaning them money because interest rates move higher and the value of your bond goes down. Now, I know the argument is, well, I can hold that bond until maturity, which, okay, I don't have a comeback for that. You're going to get your principal back, what you loan to the company, the loan comes due, and along the way you're going to get your coupon rate. But what are the coupon rates these days? We know what treasuries are, 1.8%, and that's for 10 years. 30-year bond, you're going to get about 3.5%. How is that? Okay, I don't know where the corporates are right now, 5, 6, somewhere in there. We know Apple just did a big, huge offering at under 1%, wasn't it? Something like that. Okay, now you got to compare the opportunity cost when you invest money in a vehicle like that that's earning you 2, 3, 4% versus what equities have been doing. What if equities continue to do 12, 13%? You're actually losing in opportunity cost 10% per year. So, you know what? Listen. Hey, everybody has to make their own decisions. If your broker, your money manager has you heavily weighted in the bond market, you may want to ask a few questions. You know, you may want to question the wisdom of having that much money parked in a market that should carry with it right now. In my opinion, I agree with this article here that it should carry a warning label with it. Everything else does. Equities carry warning labels with them. And to me, there's a whole lot more risk in the bond market than there is in the equities market. Now, eventually, like we say every day here, every day I probably bring it up that eventually this bull market will come to an end. Eventually, we'll have another 2008. Eventually, we'll have another 2001. Which, by the way, we're 7 years apart, and there's some folks that think that 7 year cycles are what the market goes through. Nevertheless, eventually the bull market will come to an end, and what are you going to do then? Are you going to ride it down and say, "Well, I'm an index investor"? That's what Vanguard would have you do. That's what John Bogle would have you do. He would say, "You know what? It's best to stay fully 100% invested all the time in an index fund." You know, everybody has to make their own decisions. That's called passive investing. And, you know, there's some merit to that. Folks who invested in the S&P 500 or the Dow many, many years ago when it was trading at 3 and 4,000, that's where it was when I got into the business, and now today it's 15,000. You can say they've done very, very well with their passive investments by just doing nothing. But you know what? We went through an entire decade where the market didn't gain anything. Nothing. So you would have had to sit there for 10 years with no gains in the market. I personally am not a believer in passive investing. I'm a believer in active investing, in doing something when stocks start to roll over, when equities start to turn down, when indexes start to turn down. On the other hand, I don't believe in trading too much because you leave a lot behind by trading too much. To me, there's a happy medium. If anything, I'm guilty of trading too much. I've traded out of a couple of really good big winners that went on after I sold them. Trex would be a good example. But on the other hand, most of the things that I have sold along the way haven't done anything since I sold them. So it's a happy medium in there somewhere. I don't believe in being passive. I don't believe in being too active. Vigilant. That's what I believe in. Vigilance. When we come back, let's take a look at some winners in the market right now. Some good areas of the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Hey, we got a new article out on the street today. Literally on the street, thestreet.com, where I talk about big bucks and biotech stocks. And I list three of my favorite biotech stocks at the current time and write a little blurb about each one of them. That's on thestreet.com today. And, of course, this weekend the newsletter will come out, as always. Three model portfolios involving individual stocks. One is for aggressive growth investors, one is for conservative growth investors, and one is for those income and growth investors. And I also have you 401k folks covered because I have a mutual fund model portfolio and an ETF model portfolio. That comes out every week in the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which I've been doing for about 18 years. As always, this weekend it will come out again. You go to my website at pwstreet.com to get on the weekly mailing list of the newsletter. What the heck? Now, let's take a look at a stock that is in the news here this week, and it's good news. And it's a stock I've talked about before. And it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth portfolios because it is a large cap company. It's a $37 billion company. It's headquartered in Framingham, Massachusetts. They operate 2,905 off-price apparel home goods stores with plans to open 150 more in 2012 and 2013. The name of the stock is TJX Companies. You probably know them as TJ Maxx. This has been a great performer over the years. This is still not a stock that has matured and become a stodgy old stock of yesteryear, like the Sears of the world and the Kmarts of the world and the JCPenney's. This one still seems to be in a very, very sweet spot in their own life cycle. In fact, if we take a look at the returns of this company, and I don't know why they got to talk about JCPenney so much all the time. They talk about Sears all the time. They talk about Walmart all the time. Very seldom do I hear them talking about one of my favorites, which is TJ Maxx, which is hitting a new all-time high today. You know, investors in TJX over the last 20 years have gotten an annual return, average annual return, including the dividend. Let's see what the dividend yield is on TJ, 1.1%. But when you add in the capital appreciation along the way, the total return over the last 10 years has been 19.5% per year. That's superior. Over the last 5 years, TJX has delivered 28.2% per year. This is one of the top performing retail consumer stocks in the entire market. When you consider that 28.2% per year over the last 5 years, that compares to an S&P 500 return of just 3.2%. It's beat the market. It's given you 25 points of alpha along the way over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, the beat goes on at TJ Maxx. Literally, the beat goes on as it has beaten the S&P 500 return by some 20% per year. While TJ Maxx has been delivering 33.8% per year, the market's only been delivering 13% per year. Now, TJ Maxx has had kind of an off year. I have not owned the stock over the last year. It has outperformed the S&P 500. It is up 23% over the last 12 months. The market's up 19.7%. Boy, I tell you, we're getting some pretty good 12-month returns here on the market, aren't we? 19.7%. Wasn't long ago that the trailing 12 months was more down in the 10 or 11% area. But TJ Maxx has kind of been dull for, let's see, it topped out last fall. I sold it last fall. Then it's drifted sideways for several months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months. And then it broke out again. And it started rising up in rank once again in my Best Stocks Now ranking system. I got back into the stock, and I own the stock today. And I've owned the stock now for a couple of months, probably somewhere in there. Again, it's in my conservative growth accounts. From a valuation point of view, TJ Maxx in my book is still fairly cheap. Look, the stock has been growing by 22% per year over the last 5 years. 22% per year. Isn't that amazing that that's about what the stock has been going up at a rate of about 22%? There's a very, very tight correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. The forward PE of TJ Maxx right now is 15.9. It's still trading at a discount to its peers, to the market. The market's trading at about 17 times forward earnings, or a little bit higher than that. TJ Maxx, in my book, is still okay from a valuation point of view. It's not dirt cheap. But when we take a look at the performance, which right now is an A, that means when I compare the performance of this stock against the 3,359 stocks that it competes with, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. This is a stock at the top of its class from a performance point of view. It has the performance that I like in a stock. But I don't stop there because I also like valuation. We really narrow down the list. From a start of 3,360 stocks, first we eliminate all of the poor performers. Oh, there's a lot of mediocrity in the stock market. Then we eliminate all the stocks that are overvalued. There goes a big chunk of them out the door. And then lastly, we look at that all-important stock chart. I just look at a one-year chart and I see a stock that has been breaking out recently to new all-time highs. It passes the visual test also, which also eliminates a lot of stocks. In the end, for my conservative growth account, I want the best 25 that I can possibly find at any given point in time for my roster. And one of those stocks right now is TJX. And as I always say, this isn't a recommendation for you to go out and put the rent money on TJX. I'm just saying it's another example. It's an excellent example. It's an example that I've given many times before in the past. And it continues to be a best stock now. Now, where else are these best stocks now lurking? Well, when we come back, let's take a look, see if we can dig up a few more. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, heard in many cities across America every single morning, Monday through Friday, once in a great while, especially during fishing season, which we're now entering into. By the way, they've caught the first bluefin tuna off of San Diego, but it's 178 miles south of here, so that's a long boat ride. I'll wait till they get a little closer than that, but from time to time, we'll play a best of show, which has the best segments from the week. You know what? Listen, it's not like, oh, yeah, he talked about that. I can't buy it today. He talked about it 2 days ago. You know what? I'm not one of these guys where you got to jump on it right now. TJ Maxx has been a good stock for a long, long time. You know, just watch it in the charts and when it pulls back or whatever, you know, whatever one, whichever ones you're buying, you have to time the buy or the sell and choose which ones you're going to buy or hold in your portfolio, etc. But for the most part, we're here every single day. I had someone write to me and said yesterday in an email, I'm afraid that you're not paying enough attention to my account. Man, you know, as soon as I finish this show, it's 8 a.m. West Coast time. I'm here for the next 5 hours going through every single holding that you own in your account. How much more attention can I pay to your account would be my retort there. I'm a very vigilant. Like I say, there's a fine line between being too passive and too active. There's something there in the middle. I'm not a day trader, and I'm not a passive investor. If anything, you're better off leaning towards the passive side, as long as you're buying very good, high-quality, best stocks now to begin with. But I guess, you know, after going through the various big sell-offs in the market over the years during my career in this business, I've become hyper vigilant, and that's just the way it is. And I think that it's best to err a little bit on being too vigilant than not being vigilant enough. Another stock in the news this week, man, this one's been good to me. This thing has really been good to me. I think it's more than doubled for me since I purchased it. This one comes from my income and growth portfolios. You know what? I'll tell you the truth. When I open a lot of accounts and people, I try to size them up where they're at on the risk scale. And if they say, well, you know, I'm kind of a conservative. I lean more towards the conservative growth. I'll put them in a couple of my groups, income and growth and conservative, because a lot of these income and growth stocks, they have really pounded out the returns big time over the years, and I have no problem with adding a few of those or half the portfolio or whatever. Sometimes the action in the market leans in that direction to the big dividend payers, and sometimes the action in the market lends itself to the pure growth stocks. But there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of a mix of both of those in a portfolio. One of my largest positions in my income and growth portfolios is a company headquartered in Maryland. And I've talked about this one before. It's in Hunt Valley, Maryland. It's a really exciting company. It's a real estate investment trust that invests in healthcare facilities, primarily long-term care facilities across the U.S. Hey, you know, that baby boomer generation? This area of the economy, this sector of the market is going to be a good sector for a long, long time. Anything prolonging our lives. There's a big group of people from a population point of view that are moving through the pipeline and will be ending up in long-term care facility. And of course, on the other side, you've got all the biotechs and the drug companies trying to do everything they can to keep folks from ending up in long-term care facilities. So a diversified portfolio obviously would cover a little bit of both. I'm obviously heavily weighted in healthcare stocks and pharmaceutical stocks and biotech stocks. But at the other end of the spectrum are these long-term care facilities. Omega Healthcare, OHI on the New York Stock Exchange, is about a $4 billion market cap company. It's a mid-cap. It's a mid-cap growth and income stock. And if you look at the leading asset classes in the market right now, which I parse up in my Best Stocks Now app, and show their rankings every single day. One of the leading asset classes continues to be mid-cap dividend. That's one of the leading asset classes in the market. This would be a grand example of a mid-cap dividend paying stock. The current dividend yield is 5.4%. Over the last 10 years, you're not going to believe this. This is tech stock-like numbers. That's why I don't have a problem mixing in some of these stocks in a growth portfolio, because there's been plenty of growth here along with those dividends. Over the last 10 years, Omega Healthcare has put 35% per year into folks' pockets, investors' pockets, investing in this company. That's unbelievable for a long-term care facility company. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 23% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 33.5%. If this was a hedge fund, if this was a mutual fund, if this was a Berkshire Hathaway-like company, the CEO of this company would be followed around like Buffett is followed around, like he's God or something. Over the last 12 months, this stock is up 75%. Like I say, it's been very good to me. I continue to have a big position in Omega Healthcare Investors, OHI. In fact, when I compare this stock against the entire database of stocks that I follow, we're talking microcaps, we're talking blue chips, we're talking hot tech stocks, we're talking Facebook and exciting, glamorous, sexy new IPOs and everything else that this market is made up of, this stock gets a performance grade of A. I mean, take a bow. This is performance. Have you ever seen this CEO on any of the TV financial news networks? Have you ever written about him in Barron's? I found him in my app, Best Stocks Now app. I go, what is this OHI? This thing has turned out some phenomenal performance over the years. It's handy to have a little tool that points me in the right direction real quickly, like, helps a lot. From a valuation point of view, oh, it's been bought up here quite a bit, but still, it's only trading at 13.6 times forward earnings when the average stock in my database is trading at almost 18 times forward earnings. It's not the cheapest stock around anymore for what they do, but on a relative basis, a 13.6 forward PE ratio is not a ridiculous price to pay, especially considering that you're getting a 5.6% dividend on the other side of the aisle there. The momentum grade, okay, the last part of this whole system of fighting best stocks now is that visual check. In my book, this stock is a little bit extended right now. It's been going up since mid-November, back when it was $22 a share. Now it's $34 a share. Like I say, it's been really good to me here. This is one of my favorite stocks, one of my favorite holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, and it just keeps hitting new highs, and it just keeps getting better and better, and they just keep reporting good earnings. One other thing is, if you go back to 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, this thing was up 7% this year. You just can't hold this thing down. It's just been unbelievable. It also has a little bit of a defensive tone to it. Holds up well during calamities in our financial markets here in the America and across the world. It gets a momentum grade of A+. This is one of the hottest stocks in the market. And yet, you know what? We all have a tendency to want that exciting IPO or that exciting company that just broke the sound barrier with the fastest chips. And yet here it is, a long-term health provider that beats them all. It's an A- rated stock, and it's a best stock now. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, Best Stocks Now come in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes they're sexy, glamorous stocks. Sometimes they can be about as boring as you can imagine. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. If you strip away what they do for a living and you just look at the returns that they've delivered to investors over the years, do you really care whether they're a company with a catalog of 900,000 plumbing parts or a company that just does something simple like providing long-term health care? Important, yes, but not exactly a glamorous type of company. Well, we'll finish here the day with one of the more glamorous, sexy, exciting, but also one of the more risky types of companies. This is a small cap biotech stock. And as I look at the sector rankings in the market right now, let me just make sure where we're at. Of course, I publish these every week in my newsletter because it's so darn important to know where the leading sectors in the market are. Guess what the leading sector in the market is right now? And it's been at the top for a long, long time. And like I say, I have an article out on thestreet.com on this subject. And in the article that I wrote, I mentioned three biotech stocks. In that article, biotech is still the top sector in the market. The home building sector is number two. Retail sector number three. Consumer staples number four. And then healthcare. It's been that way for a long, long time. It helps to be in the leading sectors in the market. One of the stocks that I own in the biotech sector in my aggressive growth accounts is NPS Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is NPSP. It's in Bedminster, New Jersey. They develop treatments for endocrine, gastrointestinal, skeletal, and central nervous system disorders. I guess they're trying to keep people out of long-term healthcare facilities. This has been a good little company over the years, but it's had its ups and downs every other biotech company. It's had tremendous performance, but it's been very dicey, which is kind of the nature of the beast. Over the last 5 years, the stock's been up about 27% per year. Over the last 3 years, 30% per year. But it's been all over the place. It's been as low as 2, and it's been as high as 16. Right now, it's in the $14 to $15 area. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 91%. It gets a momentum grade of A+. The stock is breaking out to the upside. Now, I don't know exactly what it is in their pipeline, in their channel, that's driving this stock higher, but I do know this. The stock broke out with a vengeance about 7 or 8 weeks ago. That's about the point that I bought it, when it roared into my top 100 of stocks that I rank on a daily basis. In fact, as I look at it today, it gets a Gunderson stock grade of A. That puts it in the upper 3 or 4% of all of the stocks in the entire market, all the stocks that I follow in my database. It is ranked number 115 out of 3,360. Another almost unexplainable fact about biotech stocks, they did great in 2008 when the market was getting clobbered. This stock was up 62% in 2008 when the market was down 38%. Go figure. The vast majority of biotech stocks did very, very well during a deep crisis that we had in the market. NPSP, one from the wild side, NPS Pharmaceuticals, is also a best stock now in my system, and it's one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. All right, we get better than expected jobs numbers again this week. We're down to 323K in initial jobless claims. Interest rates continue to move higher. We're at 1.80% right now. And Craig, I read an article this morning. There's a guy that wants the U.S. government to print a warning label on bonds that they sell.
Wow. Well, you probably have your warning label because of what Princeton is doing. Princeton's $17 billion endowment has converted its treasury holding to cash. Cornell has reduced their holdings significantly, and many others are doing the same. Duke's $5.5 billion has also shifted from treasuries to U.S. stocks with high dividends.
And, you know, I mean, that's one of the things driving, that's some of the fuel that's driving the stock market is the selling of the treasuries. And, of course, our government is buying those treasuries. You wonder who's going to buy them when Bernanke stops buying them. And that money's going into the stock and the equities market, and that could provide fuel for many years ahead, money coming out of the bond market into the stock market.
You're absolutely right, Bill. You know, Peter Lynch said you have to be in to win, and you certainly have to be into this market, and investors that are in Toll Brothers are feeling like they're winning with the stock just has continued its upward trajectory.
Yeah, that's another one that I kicked myself for selling too soon, but the home builders continue to do well. Those low interest rates I don't think are going to be around forever. I mean, the Fed's doing everything they can do to keep them low, to give you that opportunity to get a home, to get in cheap, lock in a 30-year rate under 4%. And you know what? I mean, you ought to be thinking about it. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
You can reach me on YouTube, Craig Brock, or you can dial 855-900-3279.
Yeah, and if you're a parent, you got kids, maybe they're newly married or whatever, and they're renting, boy, start thinking about helping them out a little bit and making them a homeowner and building their equity. Do them a little bit of a favor if you can. I've had several clients actually do that, Craig. They've... You know, in fact, I remember the first home I bought, my parents helped me out a little bit with the down payment. And it's turned out real well over the years. Okay, and I'm, of course, Bill Gunderson. I'm pwstreet.com. I'll be writing my newsletter this weekend like I do every other weekend. And you can reach me also at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.